President John Dramani Mahama says the Atuabo Gas project is going to be a game changer in ensuring macroeconomic stability. This is because it will reduce the pressure on the country's foreign exchange reserves. The project, he said, will save the country about $500 million a year by way of purchase of light crude. President Mahama said this when he inaugurated the three-tier Atuabo Gas processing plant in the Western region.
This inaugural ceremony marks another milestone for us as a country. This three-tier Atuabo gas processing plant is indeed a game changer for our economy. You can already see the changes this project has brought to the physical, commercial, and industrial landscape of the Nzema area and the Western region as a whole. The Atuabo gas plant is one project site I have visited many times during the period of construction, much more than any other project that I have visited in this country. I did this because of the importance we attach to the project and the impact of its completion on our economy. We are today therefore celebrating Ghana's first natural gas processing facility under the Western Corridor Gas Infrastructure Development Project. It is also an occasion to celebrate the hard work of Ghanaian professionals and engineers who supervise the successful design, review, and construction by a consortium of companies led by Sinopec Services Company of China. This project is much anticipated by Ghanaians. It is going to be a game changer. It would even help our macroeconomic stability in terms of reducing the pressure on our foreign exchange reserves. It would save us almost $500 million a year in light crude purchases alone and another $1 billion in foreign exchange savings for the purchase of light crude. Today, after a few months of operation and supplies to the VRA, I can say with a lot more emphasis that we have invested our resources well, and this has been more than a good investment.
President Mahama also commented on the Atuabo Freeport project.
We were in competition with Cote d'Ivoire to attract this investment. It took myself and a team of ministers to convince the investors that Ghana is the best place to bring this investment. This project is going to create 5,000 jobs in this area. Government is going to be the single largest shareholder with 45% of the shares. It is going to make Ghana the hub for oil and gas services in West Africa. A group of MPs took this project to court to restrain the project from going forward. We had the patience and went through the motions. The court listened to the case and dismissed it. Then another group of MPs go and take the same case, the same grounds, and go back to court again to hold up the progress of this project. What makes it even sad is these are MPs who sat in Parliament at the time this project was debated in Parliament. And the Sovereign Parliament of the Republic of Ghana voted for this project to go ahead. And people who sat and debated and participated in the decision turn around and come and use the court process to frustrate the project. Is that acceptable? And I believe that those in charge of justice must sit up.
Meanwhile, President Mahama says Cabinet has decided to name all the country's FPSOs after past presidents who have contributed to the discovery and production of oil and gas. A minute silence was observed for late President John Evans Atta Mills.
The chief executive of Ghana Gas Company, Dr. George Sipayanki, says the cost of the Atuabo gas processing plant is $1 billion. He said 21 million cedis has been paid as compensation to communities affected during the execution of the project. Dr. Yankee said despite challenges encountered in the construction of the project, it has been worthwhile.
Today, we have achieved what was thought to be unachievable. We have successfully completed phase one of the Western Corridor Gas Infrastructure Development Project by constructing a three-tier project that includes a 12-inch diameter, 58 offshore pipeline from the FPSO Kamekuma vessel to the landfall of Atuabo. We have also completed a state-of-the-art of the Atuabo gas processing plant, which received natural gas from the FPSO through the offshore pipeline, and it processes it into four various products, including lean gas, which is delivered to the VRA at Abuazi through a third component project. That is the 12-inch diameter, 111 onshore pipeline from Nzema Mali through various water bodies like the Vilan Kubra River and through major roadways. There is little doubt that we are making significant contributions to Ghana's rapid industrialization process through the provision of lean gas, condensate, and pentanes to power the nation's thermal plants.